This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Okay, pop quiz. What does the Illinois state flag look like? Nothing coming to mind? Don't worry, you're not alone. It's not exactly the most iconic banner ever made. Certainly not as much as Chicago's beloved blue stripes and red stars. But now the Illinois flag may get a redo after Governor Pritzker approved a commission to review whether the state should replace it. So what would a new flag look like? Well, to find out, we brought in a flag expert. His name is Carl Gus Porter III, and he's the fourth-generation owner of WGN Flag and Decorating Company. And as Gus explains, WGN has been in the business for quite a long time.
For 108 years, it was started in 1916 by my great-grandfather, William George Newbold, thus WGN. So yes, we are not associated with any other stations that have those letters. We were here long before them, just in case anybody gets any ideas. So he actually bought a flag from a street vendor, walked down the street, sold it for twice what he paid for it, and decided, hey, I'm going to start a flag company.
This is a business idea, and
this is the grand story of this 107-year-old company. Is my great grandfather made a quick buck and figured it would be a good way to make more.
And here you are, 108 years later,
and four generations.
Yeah.
It's something my family is incredibly proud of, and we're so happy to be a part of Chicago for so long.
So that being said, I just gave folks listening to us a little test in that intro, but I'm wondering if you know what the state flag looks like.
I do. White flag. You got an eagle in the middle, sun shining over a lake with some grass off to the side, and the words Illinois in bold blue Roman style letters at the bottom.
Yeah. If you ask me, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
It is, when I look at that flag. Very, very loud flag.
It's busy. It's busy. So tell us more about your thoughts as a flag professional on the design.
Well,
that flag.
I would say that it is not the best design flag. A flag should be symbolic. It should mean something when you look at it. There's a reason that they put the word Illinois on the flag, and that was because people were looking at it and didn't know what flag it was. You shouldn't need to put the name on the flag in order to know what it is. That's why there's no Chicago written on the City of Chicago flag.
That's right. It's quite simple, that flag, right?
And simplicity is best when it comes to a flag. The more complex you get, you're not going to notice or see any of that detail when it's waving up on a flagpole. You know, that thing's waving around. You can barely read the word Illinois.
The word sovereignty. I mean, it took me forever to figure out what that was. I feel like it's upside down, too, the way that it's like.
It curves around. I mean,
right?
it's pretty obnoxious.
So would you like to see it replaced?
I would love to see the Illinois flag replaced. I mean, number one, it's, you know, great to make people think about flags, you know, in an industry and a person who loves flags. You know, that the Illinois flag does not spark any excitement. Mm. You know, I talk about the City of Chicago flag. Oh, I mean, I'll get people from, you know, all across this state. I can talk to people all around the country about the City of Chicago flag, and they're riveted. You start talking about the Illinois flag, and that's that white flag that says Illinois.
One of our producers says it's clip art.
Kind of, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
It does, right? All right. So we've got this new commission, Gus, as I mentioned. I mean, what do you think that they should take into consideration? They're going to get together. They're going to sit down. They're going to decide whether to redesign the flag. So first, to me, yes, they should decide the flag should be redesigned. But once they decide that, what do you think they should take into account?
Well, the first thing that they're going to do after they say, hey, yes, let's go ahead and get a new flag, is they'll start accepting design possibilities from people. There will probably be some sort of contest.
Oh, something open to the public.
Generally, yes. In fact, that's what Cook County did. They just changed their flag, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same kind of concept that, you know, okay, here's got a flag that's got a big bright symbol, and it has to say Cook County because otherwise nobody knows what flag it is. Now it's been completely redesigned. It looks relatively similar to a City of Chicago flag, which, I mean, seeing as how Chicago is a good chunk of Cook County, that probably makes sense.
Yeah, it's got the same idea of the stars, the red stars, and it's got some blue in there.
And so
a little bit of green, though.
And a little bit. And I think the Illinois flag is going to be somewhat of the same, where they have to try and incorporate these massive parts of Illinois and try and symbolize them in some way. Whether it's a red flag with, you know, a big bright blue star for Chicago and a smaller blue star for Springfield, or you know, whether they want to put some blue along one of the sides to represent the Mississippi River, mm-hmm. or blue in the upper fly end for Lake Michigan. I mean, there's so many different routes that they could go with this.
I love those ideas.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of the same concepts when you see a lot of these flag designs, is they try and incorporate all of these little details. The City of Chicago flag, literally every single piece of that flag means something. Every point on the star, every color, every stripe, every single piece
means
something.
Even the points on the star?
Even the points on the star mean something.
Interesting. So let's play a game here of rapid fire. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want to hear your suggestions. Now, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, so bear with us. So if Illinois' new flag had an animal on it, which animal do you think it should be, and why?
Well, I would hope it would have some sort of a bear on there to represent our city, I don't think there's too many bears across Illinois. So if I think about the animals I see the most, it would either be a pigeon of some sort or a squirrel. And I see plenty of those. Quite a few seagulls on a windy day.
Oh, boy.
Illinois isn't exactly the animal state, or at least not one that you think of.
Yeah, so far we've got pigeons and seagulls.
Seagulls. Potentially. Hey, I mean, it's a good start.
Potentially. Okay, what about food? If someone decided, hey, we need a food symbol on this flag, what food do you think should be on the Illinois state flag?
I mean, you can't beat Chicago pizza. I mean, New Yorkers got nothing on us. I'm sorry. I know it's a touchy subject here and there, but no. City of Chicago pizza is absolutely incredible. That's the food staple of Chicago.
Illinois is home to the world's largest ketchup bottle in Collinsville, Illinois. So should the ketchup bottle be on the flag if it gets redesigned?
Do you find that on a map anywhere?
And Illinois is also known for its contributions to music, from jazz and blues to rap and house music. How would you represent that on a new flag?
I mean, something as simple as a music note somewhere in the flag, or
saxophone.
Or even if they did, a star of some sort, and one of the points on the star represents music. I think that would be a fabulous first start.
Yeah, but let's get back to the Chicago flag, as we've been talking about, right? Because you have a point. I mean, it's literally everywhere in this city. Why do you think, though, that flag became so iconic and so loved by Chicagoans? Because we see it on hats, it's on mugs, it's on T-shirts.
People got tattoos of it.
People have tattoos of it, but no one's getting the Illinois flag tattooed on them.
No, definitely not. City of Chicago is a state of mind. I mean, there's places in Illinois that, don't want to consider Chicago as Illinois because it's a completely different mindset. It's almost an entirely different state. And it creates such wonderful feelings for people, especially if you've grown up in the city and you've lived in the city and you like all of the deeper parts that the city represents. I mean, the history, the culture, it is such an amazing city. And luckily, we have an amazing flag to go with it. And because the flag is so symbolic and pieces of it mean something, that is why people have this attachment to it, because they're adding a symbol to their body, to their hat, to their their T-shirt, you know, whatever they're adding it onto. And people see that flag.
They're representing where they're from.
Exactly what it is. You know, very rarely you're going to have somebody stop you while you're wearing a City of Chicago anything and say, oh, what flag is that? I've never seen that before. It's recognized around the world.
Yeah. State Senator Doris Turner, who represents the 48th District and who actually sponsored the bill to create this commission, said redesigning the Illinois state flag could create civic pride across the state. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it brings attention to it. I mean, if you've got multiple people and listeners who don't know off the top of their head what the flag looks like, then that says something right there.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you can create something that people do make an icon out of, that is going to create something deeper inside you that is going to give you an attachment to that flag.
What do you say to the person listening to this right now and saying, it's just a flag. Who cares?
Well, for a person who, you know, makes and sells flags for a living, nothing's ever just a flag. You'd be amazed at the number of flag emergencies and how important a flag is to any occasion. I mean, you've never seen a business start to sweat so much that their flag gets stuck at the top and it starts shredding. And now you've got, you know, 30 veterans a day calling a company just to yell at them about their flag. I mean, this is an everyday occurrence.
Yeah. Wow.
So when you get to something, you know, like the Illinois flag, it's going to create something. And I'm sure it's going to create controversy at the start, but what flag isn't controversial in its own way?
Yeah. As you said, you know, they'll probably make a call for design submissions. We know that in other states who redesign their flags, that's what they've done. So if Illinois does that, will you or will the WGN flag company send a candidate in?
I mean, I'd be happy to throw my hat into the ring. We've got the contract to produce the state of Illinois flags for the state.
Oh, do you?
So I'm hopeful that just like I was as a representative in Cook County, that I can be part of the commission, help produce some of the samples that, you know, get voted on. So I get to
like
see all the ideas from across the board.
I feel like they'll give you a call.
I hope so. Hey, my fingers are crossed, and I'm already here. I'm you know, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to be honest. I don't know everything that goes into making a flag, right? So, I mean, what are the considerations and the challenges involved here? Seriously.
I mean, simplicity is best. You don't want something that's going to be over complex. You don't want a big state seal. Again, if it's something that you can't just look at it and know what it is, it's not worthwhile. So you want something to be simple enough to be sewn if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be printed. City of Chicago flag is always going to look best sewn. And I would love to see a state of Illinois flag that is simple enough to be able to have its entire flag sewn.
Hand sewn, yeah. What's your favorite flag? You got to have one.
I mean, City of Chicago flag, by far my favorite flag.
In the world?
In the world. It is, within our country, the three most highly rated flags are Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. New Mexico, and City of Chicago. Those are the best three designed flags in the country because of their simplicity and how much the flags actually mean.
So before we let you go, you recently, we recently did an interview, rather, with several businesses. We were talking to folks who are just staples in the community. In this city, they've been around for decades, right? Some of them, you know, hundreds of years. And so I wanted to get your perspective on what you think has made WGN continue to be successful throughout this 108 years and beyond.
I mean, first and foremost, we love what we do. I mean, this is something I grew up with this. I've worked with the company since I was 4 years old. There was no doubt in my mind that this is what I was going to do when I grew up, and that, you know, this was my family. This was my legacy. So when you have that kind of pride that you take in something, you're going to give it your all.
And you have staffers that have been there with you for many, many years.
Pretty much everybody that is. Yeah, we've got some people who have worked for all four generations of my family.
Yeah, I saw one of your seamstresses was 35 years or so in the business.
We've got our foreman has been installing flagpoles and repairing flagpoles for us for, I want to say, 30 years.
That's wonderful.
The people who work for us hopefully are working for us for a reason and not just because it's a paycheck. But I have so much respect for my employees. I could not do what I do without my employees. And the work that they could turn around, the quality that we represent, and the different parts of history that we can go back and we can point out that we were a part of in some way or another. Hey, it might just be a little sewn flag in the corner. It may just be, a backdrop in a movie. But that's something that I'm going to see. I'm going to take incredible pride over. And, yeah, I'm probably going to brag about it a little bit.
Love it. That's Carl Gus Porter III, who's owner of WGN Flag and Decorating Company in South Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Reset was produced and edited by Andrew Merriweather and Maha Ahmed. Have some flag designs of your own? Well, share them with us by signing up for our newsletter. It's a growing community of listeners sharing their thoughts on Reset and finding out what's happening across the city each morning in their inbox. Just go to wbez.org/resetnews to sign up. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.